Let us go to prayer. Dear Father, let us go to prayer. Dear Father, we want to thank you for waking us up today in our in the right state of mind, focusing on you. Thank you, Father, for our health and strength. You are worthy to be praised. God, receiving glory and honor and power, for you created all things and you were created and have their being. We will praise you, O Lord, amongst the nation. We sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love, higher than the heavens, and your faithfulness reaching to the sky. We praise for the sick and the shut in. We pray for everyone in the nursing home, hospitals this morning, Lord. We pray for the bereaved family this morning, Lord. We pray for the De Leon family and Kings of Artists Reloading Conference in Houston, Texas, Lord Jesus. Pray for the speaker that delivered this message. Pray for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, say yes. TNC family, thank you for listening to this morning. And go out and have an honest day. In Jesus' name, let us all say amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. Enjoy.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Cox. And thank you for opening us up this morning and seating us and greeting us with that prayer and telling us God is good and is good to be good and good to do good. And I tell you, on a Monday morning, glory to God, we're so thankful for that tag. And I want to say good morning to you, TMC family. And we're so glad to have you this morning on the call. I join Minister Cynthia Cox and joining and welcoming you to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, residing on the Mississippi Gulf Coast here in Ocean Springs. And if this is your first time with us, we give you a special, special Kingdom's greetings. We're so excited that you took the time to be with us today. And we invite you to not let this be your first, last time, but to join us every morning. We're here Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central Time, and, of course, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. And we just want to give you a little history, if you will, on our call. We're so thankful to God for this call starting October 2010 through two wonderful women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And our call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends to join us and assure them that this is a great, great way to start their day, and that's to have a word from the Master. We do have a website for you to visit, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. You can always go back to the site and listen to past messages as well as look at the bios, if you will. And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter or sharer, you want to share the word from the Lord, or you may have prayer requests and praise reports, please submit that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, who is our prayer general, will contact you. We're blessed to be a part of a phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company that assists many people around the world with healthier lives because of their awesome products. And that great company is Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And to get more information, you can get back with the person that invited you, or you can get on with our motivational call, which is held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And it's hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, or who's known as our godmother, and a team of great leaders. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. All roads are leading to Houston, Texas this week. Yes, we are so excited because we will be holding our Empowerment Conference, which is held at the Houston Marriott West Chase. And that's, again, this Friday through Sunday, March 27th through the 29th. So it's not too late because we got our we have a guest speaker, the notorious Mr. Les Brown, who will be our guest speaker, and he's also a part of the Ortiz family. And we are going to have a ball, I know, and get so much great information. You can still register today by going to www.artistempowermentconference.com. That's www.artist, that's A-R-D-Y-S-S, empowermentconference.com. We are requesting volunteers. We still need your help, and it's not too late for you to volunteer and assist us with our Sunday service. And you may be want to be a praise worshiper, greeter, prayer warrior. Please contact us by emailing your information to themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be delivering the message this Sunday. So we are so excited to hear what God has to say to us as a whole this coming Sunday. Now, brothers and sisters, I know you are ready to hear a word from on high. I want to introduce to you this man of God who resides in Portland, Oregon, and his wife. He has a wife of 27 years plus, and that's Minister Edna Kimmons, and he has three lovely children, Samuel 27, Jasmine 23, and Chris Shayla 17. He's assistant pastor at Northeast Community Fellowship. He loves the Lord, and he loves God's people, along with his wonderful family. He also has an associate degree in theology. And I tell you, this man is an artist distributor, along with his wife, and they're building a team in the Portland area. I want to introduce to you and present to others none other than Pastor Charles Kimmons out of Portland, Oregon. Pastor Kimmons, are you there?
Good morning, TMC family. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, man of God. Take it away.
First and foremost, I'd like to give all praises and honor to God, who is the head of my life. And I just like to just thank the founders of this call. I just really appreciate the founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, for being obedient to the call of God to start this call. And it's all because of God that we're on this slide. It's all because of God that this cause has been existing for over 4 years now. What a blessing. What a blessing. What I want to take this time this morning to share with my TMC family, I want to come out of several different chapters. But first, I want to come out of Luke chapter 8. Starting at verse 41. And it reads, "Then a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl about 12, was dying. As Jesus was on the way, the crowd almost crushed him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him, and she touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Verse 45, who touched me? Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. But Jesus said, someone touched me, and I know the power has gone out of me. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, she came trembling and she fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. I would like to use for a title, All Because of God. All because of God. You and I are made to trust him. This woman that had this issue of blood for many, many years, she had spent all that she had. But she trusted that if she could only just touch, if she could only just touch the hem of his garment, that she would be made whole. And she fought to the crowd and she managed to touch him. Now, you have to imagine how large this crowd was. Jesus definitely knew the difference between a touch and a touch. Because when she touched him, all the power went out of him and she was immediately healed. But now at the same time, while Jesus was speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus. Because at the beginning of the scripture, at verse 41, it talks about Jairus and his daughter died. And so while Jesus was speaking, someone came from his house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. And he said, your daughter has died. Don't bother the teacher no more. Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid. Just believe, and she will be healed. Don't be afraid. Just trust him, and she will be healed. When they arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. I wonder why he didn't let everyone go in. I'm glad you asked. Because everyone did not have the trust in him that he could bring the dead back to life. It's all because of Jesus. That when he got there, all the people they were wailing and mourning and crying for this girl, and he said, stop that. She's not dead, but she's asleep. They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and he said, my child, get up. See, it's all because of Jesus that we are made to trust him. He said, my child, get up. Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what happened. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord. You and I, we have to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. But in all our ways, we have to acknowledge him, and he will make our crooked path straight. See, Believers, we are simply carriers of the truth. And we are hoping that what we give is simply highly contagious. Let us get addicted to trusting God. Let us trust Him. I know it's easy to trust Him when things are going well. But can you trust Him when things are not going so well? Can you trust Him when it seems like all hell's breaking loose? Can you trust Him? Brothers and sisters, we have to realize that you and I were made to trust in Him. We are made to trust in Him. So if you have the heart to trust God, and you haven't been trusting Him fully, do it now. Trust Him. Trust Him with your all. You have to know that God is able. God is able to bring our chaos back into order if we just trust Him. See, this is all because of God, that God give us directions. God will give you the direction. God will give you the direction to do this and to do that, and God will give you the direction. There's another passage of scripture for God. He tells Philip to ask Satan. He says that the angel of the Lord says to Philip, he told Philip just to go south. Go south. Just told him to go. Go south to the desert level. Philip trusted Him. He didn't know all the details from the beginning, but he trusted God and he obeyed God. So brothers and sisters, when we trust God, we fully obey God. And when we obey God, God can transform us. He can transform us to the life of obedience, and as long as we continue to trust Him. And see, when God is transforming us from glory to glory, when God is transforming us and God is guiding us, it is caused by many, many small steps. It's the small steps He'll give you a little as you go along. Why does not God give us the whole story from the beginning? Because I simply believe that if He gave us the whole story from the beginning, it would be a little too much for us to handle. And so we have to trust Him in small increments. We have to trust God. As long as we trust God, the Bible says, never have I seen the righteous forsaken. I've seen His seed begging for bread. Trust God through all your difficulties. Some of us may be having financial problems right now. Trust God. Some of us may be having health problems right now. Trust God. Some of us may be having children or grandchildren that's outside the will of God. Trust God to bring them back. You and I were made to trust God. We have to trust God with our whole heart. And as you trust God, God will guide you. The Bible says in Psalms 32, verse 8, that I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. Brothers and sisters, we have to understand that God's eyes are upon us. And God's eyes are not upon us to punish us, but God's eyes is upon us to instruct us. God's eyes is upon us to lead us. God's eyes is upon us to direct us. God's eyes is upon you and I. And we just have to just trust that the Almighty, that the Most High God, the one that's able to take some dust and make something beautiful out of it, is the God of the universe, but he's the God that loves us, and He's the God that wants to see you win. See, we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that in every incident in life, we don't lose. We learn. And we get better. And we just continue to trust God, and we just continue to move forward in God. This is the day that the Lord has made. And brothers and sisters, let's give God our all today. Let's trust God. Some of us are worried about certain things in life. Trust God. If you're going to pray, don't worry. Trust God to make things straight, to make things all right. God has opened up many, many doors as long as we just continue to keep our eyes on Him. We keep our eyes on God. God will constantly open up the doors and He will make life just greater for us. The good news about God is that you and I, we're loved by God. You have to trust that. God is still directing us, loving us, even when we wander away. Even if you have a child, a woman, if you have a family member that's wandering away, continue to trust God. Trust God that He will direct them and steer them back to the path that He has given them. So I got three points that I want to leave with you, because it's all about God. All about God, that you can be wonderfully transformed. See, God will transform you. God will transform you. God will change you. God changed Saul. He changed him to Paul. And after he changed him, he trusted him. So it's all because of God that you can be directed. See, God will direct you in the way that you and I should go. And it's all because of God that you and I were made to trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and He will direct your path. TMC family, this morning, trust Him with you all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Back to you, my host.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Pastor Kimmons, for that profound word this morning, trust God. What an awesome word to have on Monday morning. And shortly after a few announcements in prayer, I will call you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we praise you for being God and God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, because we come to the realization that it's in you that we live, move, and have our very being. Father, you told us that you've given each and every one of us a measure of faith. And so, Father, we're asking this morning that you instill in us, that you strengthen us, that you encourage us, Lord, to act on the faith that you've given us. And we thank you, Father, that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We glorify you, Father, for this man of God who poured into us this morning, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening him and keeping him in every way, Father God. So we're asking that you pour virtue back into him, Lord, as he poured into us. We thank you, Father, for blessing this household, blessing every place his feet tread and everything his hand touch. We thank you, Father, for the anointing that you've given him, Lord God, to pour into us, to trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. We thank you, Father God, that you will continue to strengthen and keep him in every aspect of his life. We thank you, Father, for Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family. Father, we ask that you keep them in perfect peace as their eyes are stayed on you. We thank you, Father, for this company, Lord, that put faith first, family second, and then lifestyle last. Lord God, we thank you that we have a company that honors you in all their ways. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, Father, that you continue to strengthen this company, build it up like never before. And we thank you that the Artists Reloaded Conference is taking place this week. So we thank you, Father, that you're bringing the people from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord, from everywhere, Lord God, to be instilled the word, the blessings, the pureness, the unity, Lord God. Those things that you would desire us to have, Father God, we will receive it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for blessing our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord God, as she delivers the message this coming Sunday, Father. We thank you for the anointing that you have on her life, Lord God, and that all of us will receive what the Spirit has for us, Father God. We're looking for a grand time in you, Father, that you get all praise, all glory, and all honor in all that we do. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the sick and the shut-in. We ask that you keep them, Father God. We know that they are healed because you did it 2,000 years ago, Lord God. You said by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we were healed, and we received the finished works of Calvary. So we decree and declare that every person that's going through any illness, any sickness, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that you are strengthening them, Lord God, this very hour. We thank you, Father, for those bereaved families, Lord, that you're comforting them. We thank you, Father, for blessing Charlie Mae Lewis and her family, for blessing Susan White and her family, Lord God. We thank you for comforting them in all their ways, Lord God. We know that you're strengthening them and you're letting them know, Lord God, that everything is still working together for the good of those that love you who are called according to their purpose. We thank you, Father, for our dear kings of artists who's working diligently for this event, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you're keeping them, Father, in perfect peace in their households, Lord God. We thank you for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in. And, Lord, we ask that you continue to pour back into them all that they have poured into this to make this event the best that it could be. We thank you, Father, for Les Brown, Lord God, our speaker who will be speaking. We thank you, Father, that the anointing will be on him like never before. We give your name the glory and honor and praise for all that you're doing this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for all those that are on this call this morning. And, Lord God, we know that this is a new day. And, Lord God, we will look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We will come to trust in you more and more, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, because we will stand on your word. Your word goes forth, it never returns void, but it always accomplishes what you sent it to do. You, Lord, we say that we decree and declare that we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises against us will cease. We decree and declare that your word is forever settled in heaven. So it is settled in our lives. It is settled in our homes. It is settled in our cities. It is settled in our country. Lord God, we thank you that your word is a light unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We thank you, Father God, that you are God. And God alone. You're Jehovah Jireh, our great provider. You're Jehovah Nissi, our banner. We thank you, Father, that you're Jehovah Rapha, our God who heals. We glorify you, Father, in all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for touching our hearts, our minds, Father God, that we be the people that you called us to be. We ask again that you bless Pastor Kimmons, Lord God, and his family. Keep them, Lord God, in every way. We thank you for your word. Selling in their home like never before. We thank you for blessing his surroundings, Lord God. We ask you, Father, that you keep your people, strengthen them. Be with us as we travel to and from our destinations, Lord God. Be with us, Lord. Place your angels around us, and we be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Now, TMC family, this is a moment that I quickly tell you that playback number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. It's not too late. It's not too late to register for the Artist Reloaded Conference being held this weekend. That's www.artistempowermentconference.com. And book your rooms at the Marriott West Chase in Houston. Email us today to assist us with our Sunday morning service. And that's info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. The morning motivational call is coming up next, 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Cox, for opening and seating our people this morning with the joy of the Lord. And thank you again, Pastor Kimmons, for that profound message that you gave us this morning to trust God. Will you please close us out with the benediction?
Yes, yes, yes. The Bible says, whatever happens, conduct yourself as a matter that's worthy of the gospel. Whatever happens, whatever, gives no warning. It just happens. Whatever happens, trust God. TMC family, just remember that you are anointed and you are appointed, and God will not let you be disappointed. Go out and have an awesome day today. God bless you. Bye-bye.